Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 25 of the Happiest Hell podcast. This is the end of the series, at least for the moment. There is no more plan to continue. But that being said, I have not planned for any episodes, so we don't know what's coming next. So I'll talk a little bit about the future in the end, at the end of the show. But for the moment, if you've followed the series, you might be feeling like you're in a state of nothing. You might be feeling that you don't know what to do in the future. In fact, you've probably come to the realization that there's no future to project into. And we have left the past behind as well. We've understood that the images we were creating and living through and projecting life through was all just this illusionary reality. So, with no past and no future, no more image making, you might be feeling a sense of emptiness. You might be feeling quite lost, but without the perception of fear. Or you might be feeling like you're just floating in the air without any base to fall into and without the fear. But is there anything else? Feel free to pause the episode right now just to do a quick reflection inside of yourself to see if you can see anything, any insight from this sense of emptiness. And when you're ready, let's come back. Now, we'll be right back. So, let's also go for the opening credits. Perhaps this is a great chance for you to pause and reflect. Talk to you soon.
One does not need to learn what one already is, only unlearn what one thinks they are. There is no way to happiness, none whatsoever. In searching for it, you will destroy its beauty. One does not become happy, one is happy. Ask, what is fear? Observe without judgment, and you have opened the door to compassion, which is the only form of intelligence. And once you have seen it, you cannot unsee it. So can you end it, your conditioned mind?
End it.
So we've come to a point where we have rejected all the systems we spoke of in the entire series. We have rejected the gurus, all the philosophies, all the belief systems, all the various ways to meditate, all the communities. We now stand completely alone, with no one to rely on. We've dissolved all the past images by understanding that the experiencer is the experienced. The meditator is the meditation. That there is now no center operating from this insight. We've come to the point of nothing. We've come to the point where we have realized we don't need a purpose, that values don't matter. We've come to the point where we are at the end of seeking, and because of that, there is no path and therefore no journey. We've come to the point that emotions are invented and nothing to seek, nothing to follow, nothing to believe, and therefore nothing to suffer for, nothing to hope for, nothing to change, and nothing to despair, nothing to join or cling to, nothing to lose, and nothing to win, nothing to cultivate, nothing good, nor bad. Nothing. we've rejected all of it. Now, if you've come in not having followed the series, this might sound a little bit scary. But you might just have realized how afraid you might be of nothing, which is a state of emptiness. But what else is there in all of this? What's the whole point? With the mind completely quiet, still, is it in this state for some sense of completeness, wholeness, something for which thought cannot achieve? Is it love? Is it compassion? Is this the energy you have captured with a still mind? That is it possible to actually love human beings, not superficially with the images as we spoke about, but in actuality? If you're still projecting something into this from thought, then the mind is not quiet. If you are practicing some kind of methodology or meditation to remain silent, it's also not silence. Silence is not the product of control. It's not something that's predetermined and you aim for it. That is the process of thought. It doesn't come with a sense of will, you know, motivation to do something. I want to be silent, so I'm going to sit there in silence. That is not silence. Those are all projections from thought. If you are truly in this state, you will tap into something. And it's an incredible energy. You feel a tremendous sense of compassion, not out of sorrow as we know it, but out of this a deep understanding of oneness, this deep connection that you actually see everything as one, a deep love for every single human being, organism living on this earth. It is to realize you are the most sacred being. And in this realization comes a different action based on the energy of this sacredness. Not to say it intellectually, you know, otherwise, you know, I want to tap into this sacredness and then again you go looking for it. That's going back to illusion. You'll never find it. But most of us don't see the beauty in the world because you don't see the beauty in oneself. That is, you never see it completely, unconditionally. To see it unconditionally, you must remain completely still without any movement of thought. To be a human is the most sacred thing in the world. You and me and everybody else are born out of a phenomenal process, a process so physically complicated and yet so magical. But we don't see it because we think birth happens at the beginning of life and death happens at the end of life. Forgive me, I find it incredibly strange that every single human being on this planet is born from a miracle, and yet we go through life and treat each other as anything but. Haven't you ever noticed the magic of talking and being with another human being when there is nothing between us? Something incredible happens. to look into the eyes of another person, to listen to the gentleness of another human's voice, to feel their hand or have them feel yours. It is a phenomenal human experience we take for granted. You have forgotten. You are the miracle that does not choose. It doesn't choose who to share this magic with. Choice is a function of thought. And when there is confusion, choice presents itself. But when one has a mind that is completely free, silent, when you have understood that you are nothing, not intellectually, but actually, then you have insight into life, joy, love, compassion. And your action is based on something completely different. Beautiful energy and love for every living thing on this earth. Thank you for listening to the Happiest Hell podcast, which has been presented to you by the Silent Leadership Institute. Now, very interestingly, I just realized something. When I started my own business, I was never quite sure of why I called it the Silent Leadership Institute until maybe now. That is, I never really understood why I included the word leadership in there. It could just be silent, because in the essence of this podcast, the essence of this podcast is really all about having a silent mind. But what about the word leadership? Is it taking an action to be silent? I don't think so. Because the essence of silence is nothing to do with leadership. Once you touch the essence of nothing, it just simply reveals itself. Maybe in that sense, you know, we could make it up and say leadership could be interpreted as a very complete way of being. Again, the words are limited here, so it doesn't really mean anything. But one can tap into that sacredness by having a mind that is completely quiet and silent, and perhaps in some form that requires some insight. Maybe that's a form of leadership. I'll leave it up to you. I want to say a very sincere thank you to everyone who's followed the series or have not followed the series. It's okay to jump in every now and then. It has been a lot of fun to have these conversations with myself. I'm now going to have a lot of fun having these conversations with others. So I'll be joining a lot of interviews and discussions in the next 12 months. If there is a season 3 that follows, then let it flow. I do know that I will be sharing those portions of interviews with you, most likely on my YouTube channel. So please follow that channel if you're interested in anything more. Or if you want to know more or need to know anything else, you're welcome to visit my webpage, www.thenothingcoach.com. At the moment, the next thing I will work on, as I've promised, is to create a new mini ebook that is in progress right now. It's coming up very soon. Very excited to be sharing it with you. I'm really looking forward to this. And you heard it here first, folks, on the Happiest Hell podcast. It's called Nothing Changes the World. Sign up on the website. I'll be giving a number of copies away for free. All right. Once again, thank you. And wherever you're tuning in from, good morning, good evening, and good night. Love and light. Your friend, Gab. It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Watch what happens now. This podcast is produced by the Silent Leadership Institute in Japan. To discover more insights, blogs, and online courses, please visit gcimineli.com. If you feel this podcast will help others, please help me share it to the world by giving it a rating or a review or sharing it on social media.